When you first receive your Frankie Flair or Frankie Saphira coffee machine, one of the most common things we get if people haven't had a quick look at the instruction book is when they plugged it all in, the standby with the machines, the screen doesn't even come on at all. So you will have turned the machine on at the switch and also at the switch on the back of the machine, which people sometimes overlook, and then open up the flap to show the full display, and then just press the round standby button, which is just a round circle with a little line in it, and then the machine will come on. And once you've received your machine, follow the instructions, but one of the first things, obviously, to put water in the tank, make sure there's nothing in the bean hoppers. Sometimes there might be some instructions in there, but make sure there's nothing in there and there's some coffee beans in, and turn the machine on. The first thing that will come up is rinse unit when you've got your machine, and it's just purely, there's a round button with six water droplets, and as you can hear, just turn that on and it will just rinse through. And this will happen when you turn the machine on every single time each day, and it will just rinse through the water that's in between the water tank that's been left in the pipes and the thermo blocks, and just rinse it through. You'll now hear that the brew has just gone into place, and then it's just rinsing then through the milk side. So it does a quick rinse through the coffee side first and then the milk side, and again it's just blasting some water through and just making sure the machine's ready for use. Once that's then finished, you should then get the machine just prime itself. So once it's fully primed, it will come up ready for use, which will then show select product. When you've got your machine, and to go into the programming, we'll go into the programming in one of the next podcasts, but that's pretty much everything you need to know just to get the machine running. To get into the programming side, there's a round button that's got programming on, which is just PROG for prog. If you just hold that button in, hold it in for a second, you'll hear the machine just bleep, and it comes up with the first menu. Using your plus and minus keys, is just rotate them round through the menu to see what it is that you want to for setting up the drinks, setting the clock, and first of all, we're going to set the calcium hardness level, because getting scale build up in these machines is an absolute killer. It's not covered under warranty with us or with Frankie, and it's very important that you make sure that the machine is set correctly for your water. So I'm just going to use the plus and minus keys. The first thing that comes up on number one is products, number two is then clock. Then goes through on this one through to the accounting, which just gives you an idea of how many cups it's served. I've got that switched off at the moment. Number five is settings. Seven is the individual counters. And then counter reset. You can put in a pin code. But the main ones that you really need are going to be going into the products first of all to set your product. So once you've found the section you want, just press the program key once and you'll hear it bleep, and it then tells you to press any product key. So what it's now asking you to do is pick the particular product that you want to then change. So for this one, which just because it's a nice easy one to start with, is just to press the espresso key. So I'm going to press the espresso key, and it's then telling me that I've pressed the espresso button, and I'll just use the plus and minus keys again. Very, very simple, just to go through into the different subsections. And I've just gone through and it's just given me the fill level. I've got this showing on my machine as millilitres, and I've got that as 35 millilitres for the espresso. Now, if I wanted to go into that to change it, press the program button again as my to go into that subsection. And then the 35 or whatever you've got showing there will then flash. And I can then just change it in 5 milliliter amounts. Once I'm happy with that, press programming once again. And then that will just stop flashing, and that's then set. I've just pressed the plus key again, and it's now gone to coffee quantity. It just simply gives you a plus and minus here. So similar again, if you want to then change the amount of coffee for each that goes into each drink, just press the program key again, and then just use the plus and minus key just to denote on how much coffee is in there, just to give you a very approximate setting. The average coffee is normally 7 grams, and these give you somewhere between sort of just under 7 grams and up to about 8 grams per coffee. Though when you're doing a double shot of espresso, or if you're doing two coffees, the brewing unit can only take a maximum of 14 grams.